Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at one final parable recorded in all three synoptic gospels. This is the parable of the wicked tenants from Mark's account, Mark 12, 1-9. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the wine press and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. So this parable was spoken to the leaders of the Jewish people. The Jews were God's chosen instrument to reflect him to the world. He secured the promised land for them, gave them laws and commands, and personally looked over them and delivered them time and time again from their enemies. And yet they kept rebelling against him. So he sent prophets to them to warn them of their rebellion and disobedience. The parable is referring to this storyline. It's preserved for us in the pages of the Old Testament. God is the man who planted the vineyard. He gave it to these tenants, but the tenants were wicked and would not give to the man what was due him. And when the man sent these servants, the prophets, the tenants didn't listen. They beat them up and killed them. So finally in the parable, the man sends his very own son. At this point in the story, we should be shocked. The servants were killed, so he's sending his son? Jesus often uses shocking or unrealistic story details in order to catch our attention. We should hear this and think, what? You might even think, what a moron. This is the one reason that we don't stretch every single detail in parables. Jesus isn't teaching that God is a moron. That's not the point of the parable. The point of the parable is that the tenants, after all the patience the man has shown, even sending his own son, fully deserve what the owner is going to do. He says he will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. All of this was fulfilled. Jesus is the son, and the Jews, the tenants of the parable, killed him. For this reason, the vineyard has been made available for everyone. Us Gentiles can now be God's people. Here's the warning of the parable for us. This is God's vineyard, not ours. Do you live your life as if it's your own to live? This is what the tenants did, and we see how it turned out for them. Jesus died for us, that we might be redeemed. It wasn't because God doesn't know what he's doing or because God makes foolish decisions. He sent his son for us to free us from living for ourselves. When we live for ourselves, the result is sin. But when we live for God, the result is a life fully devoted to him. So may we all live for God and not for ourselves.